Newtown is a town of close to 30,000 people in the western part of the state. NPR's Joel Rose is there and joins us now. And Joel, bring us up to date on the investigation at this point.
Well, Connecticut State Police Lieutenant Paul Vance has been speaking with reporters intermittently throughout the afternoon to update us on the state of the investigation. They're being very cautious. They don't want to identify the shooter by name. They believe there was only one shooter. You've mentioned already the horrific death toll from this event, but Lieutenant Vance just reiterated those numbers that you mentioned. 20 children died, 18 of them on the scene, and two passed away later, as well as seven adults on the scene, including the shooter. The investigation is still ongoing, though, and police just don't want to divulge the shooter's name at this point. They say they have searched a secondary location in Newtown as part of the criminal investigation, but you know, so far they're just holding off until they have all the information before they give it to us.
And they've indicated that this is an investigation that crosses state lines. Give us a sense of the multiple agencies that are involved.
Well, sure. You have the Newtown Police. You have state police. The FBI is involved. And Lieutenant Vance confirmed that they are working with agencies across state lines, to find out exactly what happened. And, he promised that it would be a lengthy and a thorough investigation. He also warned that it would not be a quick one, that, with so many different leads to follow and such a complex crime scene. I mean, Lieutenant Vance described it earlier as a crime scene that is not simplistic. There's such a great number of victims and spread out across multiple rooms in one section of the school. So, it may take some time before police are able to positively ID all of the victims, and only then are they going to be able to start releasing some of the details of their names and what happened.
Joel, you've been speaking with some of the people there in Newtown. What are they telling you?
I think that there's still a sense of numbness here. I think people are just shocked. This is such a quiet, sleepy Western Connecticut town, an hour and a half from New York City, probably an hour from Hartford. It's just not a place that has a crime problem. It's a place that people feel safe. And, they're just still in shock trying to process this. It's a small town. One resident said that, everybody is going to know somebody who lost a child or a friend in this shooting. It's just not a big enough place that it seems like everyone's going to know somebody who's a victim. And it's the sadness has just begun to sink in, I think.
Are you seeing people gather in any particular places, or are people sort of on the edge of the crime area?
It's a small town. It's just like sort of one main strip of restaurants and churches. I know already of one church that's had prayer vigils throughout the day. I imagine that people will continue to go there through the evening and may just gather in other places. It's a small town, and I'm sure people are going to be seeking solace to try to make sense of what happened here. We'll be there to try to talk to them through the evening as this horrific story unfolds.
And is there any sense that there will be any kind of a formal gathering?
My sense is that there will be informal gatherings throughout the city, but it's still just so early, and people are still, I think, so numb and so shocked by this that I think people are just wrapping their heads around it. I don't think that there's any major official response planned yet from the city. The police say that they have brought in the FBI crisis management team that will try to work with the families, and that they've assigned troopers to work with the families as we move forward. And I think more of the focus may shift to helping the families through this difficult time in the next, as the story goes forward.
NPR's Joel Rose in Newtown, Connecticut. Joel, thank you.
You're welcome, Audie.